This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen, alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jim.
Fidel, did you find the other audio with the Hilaria?
Yeah, it's in the tablet trash folder.
All right, so yesterday we played you the first audio. Alec Baldwin embarrassed on the red carpet by his wife.
Humiliated.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you call it humiliated?
Absolutely. Yeah. In front of all those, all the media? Yes.
Yeah, because everybody, I mean, you're on the red carpet and everybody was talking about this yesterday. It's like, you know, I mean, you can scold your partner. I hate it when people get in a fight in front of me anyway, yeah. Like that.
It's so awkward.
Yeah, it is so awkward. Like, go ahead and say, you know, you should have probably not interrupted me. I'll show you the clip of it later on the red carpet. Like, can you just try not to do it? But when she just like berated him right in front of all the cameras.
And Alec Baldwin, to me, has always come across as a tough guy.
Yeah.
Like, okay, you don't mess with Alec Baldwin, man, you know? But, boy, his wife puts him in his place. They're on red carpet.
I mean,
know.
Who knew that he was so, like that, like, tail between the legs kind of guy?
It's not like it is at my house.
No,
I run
no,
my house. No. It's obvious. She runs her house. All right, this is the one we played you yesterday.
The Hilaria Show.
No. I think we're going to see, you know? We're going to see how it feels to have it be out there.
It's going to be great. You're a winner.
Oh, my God. When I'm talking, you're not talking.
I'm sorry.
No, when I'm talking, you're not talking.
Well.
This is why, yes, we'll have to, like, just cut him out of the show.
Oh, my God. Oh,
and that
wow.
went viral yesterday because everybody's like, oh, my God. She just, like, when I'm talking, you're not talking. And he's like, sorry.
Now, Spadil, I have not heard this clip.
Uh-huh.
Okay, what are we about to play here?
They're laying in bed together, and she replays that clip that we just played.
Okay.
And then she starts asking him, what is that called when a man interrupts a woman like that? And then they go into this whole explanation, and it's really embarrassing for
okay.
Alec.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be great. You're a winner.
Oh, my God. When I'm talking, you're not talking.
I'm sorry.
No, when I'm talking, you're not talking. This is why, yes, we'll have to, like, just cut him out of the show.
And that is called, what's the word of the day?
Man interrupting,
which could be a positive. It could be a negative, or it could be a...
Correctile dysfunction.
Yes, correctile dysfunction. I think it's one of our children trying to get into the room. But, you know, the whole point is, because our children are about to come in, the whole point is that we interrupt each other all the time. Okay, so now that we cleared all of that up... Wait, I want to clear it up. Give me a kiss just so they know that I'm not...
Oh, I'm so happy.
He's miserable.
Oh my God.
Correctile dysfunction.
I feel like this is elder abuse. Yeah. She's so much younger than him, and I feel like he's starting to lose it or something.
The other clip isn't in here.
Well, no, it's the same. He
yeah.
added it.
Oh, you just added it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's at
right.
the end is where she says, kiss me, so they still think.
And then he goes, so happy.
I mean, I do love correctile dysfunction.
Yeah.
That's a good
correctile
yeah.
function. Yeah.
He's making men look bad.
Oh, my God.
Really
right?
bad.
That is bad.
All right. BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.